This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Recent mid-air collisions over Boulder County have area pilots and airport managers working to improve safety. Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood is here to discuss what changes might be forthcoming. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So the skies over Boulder and Broomfield can be quite busy with airplanes, gliders, and hot air balloons. Who's behind this effort?
Well, as you can imagine, this most recent accident involving a student pilot and an instructor has gotten the attention of the Federal Aviation Administration, flight school pilots, other pilots, and municipal airport officials, many of whom attended a recent forum on safety that was held at Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport, which is located in Broomfield and Jefferson County. So the people who know most about the issue are the ones making recommendations.
What are some of the safety improvements we're likely to see as a result of that forum?
One step being taken by the owner of Broomfield-based Colorado Heliops is creation of a new website that will outline designated practice areas in the region, as well as radio frequencies used by local pilots, the most common elevations at which those pilots fly, and other information. Area pilots also are being invited to an FAA presentation on collision avoidance. Boulder Municipal Airport soon will apply for creation of an alert area around the airport that would be listed on maps, including those used in airplane cockpits when pilots fly within a certain range. And pilots may seek approval for a new FAA radio frequency channel on which all local aviation communications would be broadcast.
Now, the most recent collision over Longmont involved a very experienced pilot who did survive. Is there any certainty that the measures you're talking about would have prevented that collision?
No certainty at all, really, but pilots and other aviation experts are looking for any changes that could improve safety and reduce the risk of accidents like that one or the one that occurred over Boulder in 2010. One other idea, by the way, is for flight schools in and around Boulder to use less congested airspace between Loveland and Longmont. That would require more flight time, but supporters say instructor pilots could conduct additional training of their students as they're flying north.
With all the flight schools, corporate aircrafts, and other types of aircraft we mentioned earlier, aviation has got to have a pretty big impact on the economy.
It definitely does. Our reporter cited a Colorado Department of Transportation study of the economic impact of general aviation visitors to Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport, as well as the Boulder, Erie, and Vance Brand Airport. It came in at $74 million with about 1,000 employees working at the four airports.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report. For KUNC News, I'm Emily Boyer.